This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Erev Yom Tov. We're continuing in Daf HaShavuah Masechta Ksubos Peivav Amud Aleph. By the way, why Peivav? Because the Avoida in Mitzrayim, the servitude, was 86 years. Gematria Kais, Gematria Elohim. So what other blot should we learn on Pesach? Peivav Amud Aleph. Okay. We're at two lines from the bottom on Pehe Amud Beis. Vaseid Rav Nachman, Zavinta L'Ksubasa B'Tayvasana. The relative of Rav Nachman sold her Ksuba for the small benefit of what it's worth. Because basically the one who purchases the ability to collect the Ksuba is taking a gamble. Who says he divorces her? Maybe he doesn't divorce her. Maybe he doesn't die first. Maybe she dies first. So 200 zuz ksuba, it's worth a few bucks. So, but in fact, igrisha, he divorced her. Ushchiva, now she died, and the person who bought it wants to write to collect that ksuba from the daughter of the woman who was entitled to the ksuba. Asu kotavle labarte. So the purchaser was toivea the ksuba from the daughter. Amar lehu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, "Leka de Lizba la Eitza." Is there nobody who could give her advice to do as follows? Tezel the Techla l'ksubasa de ima l'gabi avo. She should go and be moichel the ksuba of her mother, which came from her father. Basically, she should be moichel the ksuba of her mother that her father owed, because we just learned before that if you sell a document of debt, not only can the one who sold the shtar choyv be moichel it. In other words, let's say you have a shtar that says Pliny owes you $1 million. If you sell it to Reuven for $1,000, you could then be moichel that shtar. Not only could you be moichel it, but the Yarshim could be Moichal that star. The Yarshim could be Moichal that star. So why don't we tell her, anyway, you're inheriting your mother's ksuba, be Moichal it, because if you're Moichal it, then your father won't have to pay it. And in this case, she was the only heir of the father. So, and she'll, Viser Se Mine, she'll inherit from him. Shama Azla Achalta. So the girl heard. She went, and she was Moichel Ksuba. So Rav Nachman had regrets. By the way, we had a very similar Gemara on Nun Beis Amud Beis earlier. Rav Nachman said, Asinu Atzmenu Ka'archei Hadayan, we made ourselves like an attorney. What does that mean, we made ourselves like an attorney? Because you're not supposed to teach someone how to arrange their taina. So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Al tas atzmecha ka'archei hadayanim. Don't make yourself like an attorney. That's what we did, says Rav Nachman. So the question is, why at first did Rav Nachman say we should tell her to do this? And then later on he had regret. What did Rav Nachman think in the beginning and what did he think in the end? Says the Gemara, Meikara Savar, at first he held Umi Besar Chalei Tesalim. Do not ignore your relatives. That when it comes to a relative, this, like we learned in the Iyun Shir earlier, when it comes to a relative, the law of a Mibasar Chaloi Tesalim does not limit you from teaching them how to taina. Well, the Vasayv Savram, but in the end he realized, Adam Chashav Shani, an important person is different. When it comes to an important person, we do not say that you're allowed to teach your relative what to taina, because people might learn from you to taina, even in a situation where it's not a relative. Fine. Kufa, we learned earlier, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Hamoicha shtachav l'chaver, someone who sells a document of debt to his friend, v'chazer machaloi, and then he goes and he's meichel machal. It's inherited, v'afil yorish meichel. Even a heir could inherit, it could be meichel a debt. Now, how do you get around this? Because here it is, you have a document of debt that somebody owes you $1 million, and you could sell it. If you sell it to someone, you have the ability to be meichel the debt. Amar Rav Huna, Braid Rabbi Shua, Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Shua said, V'pikechu, if the guy who bought the debt is a smart guy, he's going to want to circumvent the seller's ability to be moichel. Basically, he's going to want to get an agreement from the debtor, from the one who owes the money, that he now owes the money directly to him. Mekarkish lezuzi, he should shake some coins in front of the seller. I'm sorry, he should shake some coins to the person who owes the debt, meaning the person who borrowed the money, because of leishtar bishmei, and have the person who owes the money, namely the borrower, write a document to him saying that the money is owed to him directly. This way, if the seller is meichel the debt, he can no longer be meichel the debt, because the borrower already obligated himself to the purchaser. Now, if in this case the seller is meichel the debt, then the lien is no longer applicable from the time that it's said in the original shtar. However, the borrower will still owe money to the purchaser. It just won't be meshubed from the time it says in the original document. Fine. Now we're going to discuss an amazing point. Because think about it. Pliny owes you $1 million. You sell it to Reuven. You sell that shtar to Reuven. And now Reuven cannot collect the debt, even though Reuven bought that shtar for $100. So you cause a loss of not only $100 to Reuven, who bought something for $100, and now he's getting nothing out of it. Not only did you cause him a $100 loss, well, he actually had the ability to collect a debt of $1 million. So you caused him a $1 million loss. Do you have to reimburse him? Do you have to reimburse him for the debt? Do you have to reimburse him for what his purchase price? Says Gemara, Amar Ameimar said, Man didon dino digarmi. One who judges the halachas of garmi. Now, garmi means causes. There's a big question in Dinei Mamonos whether you indirectly cause someone damage, whether you're chayiv or pater. We know that grama benezakin pater. Damage through indirect cause, you're exempt by damage. You know, if you create, you knock a marble and it goes through a maze and then it goes down a chute and then it hits a trigger and it causes a arrow to fly, bounce against the wall, trigger, you know, one of those mousetrap systems. In general, there's a principle, grama benezakin pater. However, we're going to see there is an opinion that holds garmi is chayiv. Rashi's shita and shas is that there is no distinction between grama and garmi. They're all the same. And there are opinions that grama is pater, and then garmi would be pater, and those who hold garmi is chayiv, holds grama is chayiv. Rashi does not distinguish between grama and garmi, but most Rishonim, especially Tosfos, holds that even though in general there's a rule grama benizakin pater, we are do'in dine de garmi. We adjudicate the laws of garmi. Garmi will be a more direct form of indirect damage. So the Gemara wants to know, man de do'in dine de garmi, the one who says that when you cause damage indirectly, you're chayev. Magbi be d'mei shtar ma'alya. The seller who was meichel the loan, we're going to take from him the full-fledged value of the shtar. Not just the fact that you caused Reuven $100 of loss, but now Reuven can collect a debt of $1 million. You're going to have to pay him $1 million. Because you indirectly caused him, by being meichel the debt, you indirectly caused him not to be able to collect the debt. Mandaloido andina de garmi, the one who does not judge the halachas of garmi, magvibe d'mei niyar ba'alma, will cause to collect the value of the paper. Now, this is a very interesting question. What exactly does it mean? The one that does not judge the laws of garmi, tzimachloikis and baba kama, in the last perek, Reb Meir interestingly holds that we do judge the case of Garmi. And for some reason, by the way, we paskin like Rav Meir, even though, as you know, we generally do not paskin like Rav Meir. So Rav Meir holds that Doen Dina Degarmi, in this case, he would say you'd have to reimburse the buyer for the full value of what he could have collected. But the one who holds we do not judge a case of Garmi, then you'd only be able to take away and collect the value of the paper. What does that mean? That means basically you have no responsibility. Rashi says, Koloimar, you could sell him, you could tell him, look, I only sold to you a piece of paper, so you still have the piece of paper. Meaning the person who does not judge the case of Garmi, meaning does not hold responsibility for somebody who causes indirect damage, you could tell the guy, look, all I sold you was a piece of paper because I always retained the ability to be Meichel. And therefore you could collect. Therefore, excuse me, the only thing that could be collected is the only thing I sold you is the value of the paper, and you have it. But other Rishonim learn a little bit differently. They learn that, you know what the case was? We're talking about a case where you damaged the piece of paper, making it impossible for the buyer to collect. So then you don't have to pay him for forgoing the loan, but you do have to pay him for the piece of paper. Says Gemara, Hava Uvda, there was a story. V'kafya Rafram l'Ravashi, Rafram forced Ravashi v'agvibe to basically collect the full value of what you caused the person not to be able to collect the debt. Ki kishur letzami, like evaluating, kishur is a beam for pictures. Let's say you bought a beam for pictures, and what does that mean? Somebody bought a beam for pictures. He wanted to make designs and carve things out on the pictures. So somebody who buys such a beam, he's going to examine it very carefully to make sure it's fit to write on. Rafram forced Rav Ashi to have the whole amount collected, and he did it in a very conscientious way, like somebody who would buy a beam to make pictures on. Basically, the conclusion of the Gemara is we are done Dina de Gemari. Like we said, we passing like Rav Meir that we are done Dina de Gemari. Says the Gemara, Amar Ameimar Meshmed Rav Chama. Ameimar said the name Rav Chama. Hayman de'ika aleik subas isha b'achayv. Let's say someone has a chiyav to pay a ksuba, and he owes somebody money. V'islei ara v'islei zuzei. He also has land, and he has money. The money is not enough to pay. In other words, he has land for one of the chizchayvus, and he has money. He has land to pay back one of the obligations, either the loan, and he has money to pay back one of the obligations. So he has here a loan and a ksuba. Money, he has money and land. So what do we say? The islay arav islay zuzay. He has land and he has money. Lebal choyv mesalkina lebezuzay. He has to pay the one who he borrowed from money. Leisha mesalkina lebara. The woman, he has to take away her claim by giving her land. Why? Haikidina vahaikidina. This one according to his din, and this one according to his din. What does that mean? One of them, Rashi says, you borrowed money from. So therefore, you pay back the person who you borrowed from, you borrowed money from him. So you got to pay him money. The ksubas isha, you didn't take anything from her. In other words, you didn't take anything from her. She didn't give you anything. She married you. And she's relying on a shibud she has, so give her the land. Okay. V'iloyik al-chadara, but what if all you have is one shtickle of land? V'leichazi al-chad, and it's only enough to pay back one of these debts. Who do you pay? Again, we're talking about a case where the dates are the same for the Baal Choyv and the Isha. So you borrowed money, and you have a woman who you divorced. So who do you pay? The woman or the Baal Choyv? Says Gemara, the Baal Choyv, you pay the Baal Choyv. You do not pay the woman. My taima. Because who are we more worried about? If you don't pay back the person who borrowed money, we're afraid people aren't going to want to lend money. But if you don't pay back the woman, what? We're going to afraid women are not going to want to get married? Women will always want to get married. My taima, yosei masha ish roitza lisa, isha roitza linasi. More than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to marry. We never have to be afraid women are not going to want to get married. Women want to get married more than men do. Fine. Amar le Rav Papa Rav Chama. Rav Papa said to Rav Chama, Vadai de amrisu mishmei de Rava. Is it true? Rav Papa said to Rav Chama, Rav Chama, is it true you said the name of Rava? Hayman de maski bezuze. If somebody owes somebody money, the islay ara, and the person has land, and now the creditor says, pay me back. And the person who owes the money says, Zil shukome ara, collect from the land. Amrinanle, we say to the guy who's paying back, Zil zabin adva isi havle. So you sell the land and give him the money. Meaning, is it true, Rav Papa said to Rav Chama, is it true you said in the name of Rava that if somebody owes money and he has land, that we force the guy to sell his land to be able to pay back money? Did you say that? Rashi says, Loshen She'elahu, is it true that I heard that we are matriach the loiva to sell? But why would that be? The malva lent the money relying on the karkas. So why would we bother the loiva to sell the land? Amar le loy, Rav Chama said, I never said Rava said that. So Rav Papa said, tell me what you said. Emily Gufat of the Hechavit, tell me exactly what you said. I heard something that you said something like that. That Rava held that the person who borrowed money has to make sure to get money. Amar le, I'll tell you what I said. Toila ma'oisab avikacham hana. The case was that the person who owed the money hung the money on an oved kechavim in a situation where he had money and he said, I'm just watching it for somebody else. And he said, I have land. Now he was lying. We don't know for sure he was lying, but we assume he's lying because why else does he have it? He said a guy has... The money belongs to a guy. So since he did something that's not correct, who asa shalai kahagen? So therefore, we do with him shalai kahagen. We say, okay, you don't have land. You don't have money, excuse me. You have land. You're required to sell it. Who asa shalai kahagen? You did something improperly. Therefore, we act with you in an improper way. Amar le Rav Kahana Rav Papa. Rav Kahana said to Rav Papa, Ledidach da amr priyas bal chayiv mitzvah. This is very interesting. Rav Papa holds that paying back a debt is a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv. Meaning, midoraisa, the karka of someone who borrows money is not meshubad. Rav Papa in Maseches Erechin holds priyas bal chayiv mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for him to pay back. Why? What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to be honest. If you say you're going to do something, you're obligated to do this. I always tell my kids, the most important mitzvah in the Torah is to follow your word, is to be loyal to your word. If you say you're going to do something, you're obligated to do that. That mitzvah takes precedence over anything else. Where does it say that? It says, Hin Sedek, your yes should be true. Your lav should be true. So he holds that you're obligated to follow your word. So based on what can somebody collect a debt from karka? It's only a mitzvah. But does a mitzvah create the ability for someone to grab your possessions? I mean, what basis would allow someone to grab karka, according to a papa, that priyas bal chayiv is a mitzvah? Amale, Rav Kahana said, I'm sorry, Rav Papa said back, Tanina, yeah, we learned this. Bamed v'amamurim, when is there halacha that we don't give somebody more than 40 malkis? B'mitzas loisase. That's when it comes to a lav. That if somebody violated a lav, we only give 40 malkas. Let's say a mitzvah saseh, we tell somebody, make a sukkah, and he doesn't want to make a sukkah. Lulav ein oyesa. Make a lulav, and he doesn't want to make one. So what's the halacha? Makin oyesa yashatetze nafshai. We will smack him until his soul departs. What does that mean? We hit him until his soul departs. And so if we are able to if we're able to beat someone basically until he's mekayim a mitzvah, then we could also force him to pay back his loan. And in that case, we would be able to grab his possessions. So if priyas bal chayv mitzvah, we would have the authority to basically grab his possessions. Okay, so let's hold it over here. I think what we're going to do is, if we can, Tuesday night, Matzah Yom Tov, I think we'll do Pei Vav Amud Beis. I think that's the plan. Bli Neder. Okay? Hatzlacha Rabba. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. Thank you for joining. Shkayach. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.